AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH newsletter time is 7:51. Second Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. Doing quite well. A little tired. I had to get up early. I'm going up to Hartford for a conference.
Okay. On what?
Conference on digitalization of the state government. So I'll have to update you more after I've been to the conference, but I think it's the modernization of the state infrastructure, computers, systems, automatic responses and all. I think, you know, basically trying to move us into the 21st or 22nd century.
Okay, fantastic. All right, let's talk about a couple things here. The Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, its impact on pharmacy pricing for drugs.
Yeah, you know, I think what's been overlooked and hasn't been mentioned too much is this historic agreement pushed through Congress to force pharmaceuticals to negotiate prices with our Medicare and Medicaid system. So I think it's our first foray into reducing drug prices in the United States. And, you know, I've researched this, and there's two decent reports, one from the Ways and Means Committee from 2019, and there's a 2000, I believe, in 21 report from the RAND Commission, a big think tank. And U.S. is paying about four times what the OECD, the developed countries in Europe, are paying for pharmaceuticals. So I think when we wedge open this issue and begin to get negotiated prices in the U.S., ultimately, European prices will go up, and the U.S. prices should go down, and should go down substantially. I'm hoping that that becomes an opportunity for both the insurance industry in Connecticut, for our municipal governments to be able to get negotiated prices, and to get reasonable health care costs and begin to get control of that. Because as everyone saw, we're up at around, I think, a 10% compounding rate on insurance on the cost of health care. And we've got to get control of this.
Are you in favor of importing prescription drugs from other countries?
Yeah, there was a move afoot to try to import drugs from Canada. I'm leaning on the, it seemed to get bottled up in the Senate, I believe, in the last legislative session. I'm going to be pushing in the next session again to bring that forward. And principally, the movement is to import drugs from Canada. Now, a couple of the more sophisticated arguments are that Canada doesn't have enough of a supply of drugs. Canada being a population, of about 35 million. In the United States, I don't know, 380 million. But the fact of the matter is the drugs in Canada are imported just like the drugs in the United States. So at some level, conceptually, it's either physically importing the drugs or importing the drug prices from Canada. It's getting a wedge into the system to get competitive and realistic pricing for our medication.
All right. Do you want to talk about some new development in Bridgeport? What's that about?
Yes, it looks like, I don't know if you saw in the local newspaper, I believe in the Greenwich Times, it looks like they've got a $200 million new housing development going in right on, I think it's called Steel Point. It was they built a beautiful new harbor center reception area, and it looks like they're going to build a very high-end residential community right in Bridgeport. So it speaks to a revitalization of Bridgeport. And when I was reading on it, and in terms of the number of units, which I think is 200 to 400 units, I also read about projections, which look to be that we're projecting about a 200,000 population increase in Connecticut in the next 10 years. So it looks like the state is finally beginning to move back on a growth pattern, because we've had about a flat population for about the last 10 years.
All right. I have a note here. It says diversity and inclusion in a patriotic society. What does that mean?
You know, there's been a lot of arguments about diversity and inclusion, and I think we fail to recognize it as the United States. We have always welcomed immigrants. You know, the argument on immigration has always been about legal versus illegal immigration, and I understand that argument. And I think the immigration system has to be normalized. I think immigration has to be controlled and legalized. But I think what we lose sight of within the current environment is the nature of an inclusive environment, the nature of welcoming our immigrant community, and of supporting inclusion in our and diversity in our school system. So I think, you know, those issues in terms of our curriculum, it's important that we recognize the contributions of all members of our society to our population. I mean, my grandparents were all immigrants. It's Ireland, it's Italy, it's Holland, you know. And, you know, I think it's important that we welcome everyone and we make it for a more inclusive society. So I think, you know, a diverse curriculum is I highly support. And I just wanted to mention that out as part of our as my thought process going forward this year.
Okay, and you want to talk about the public schools?
You know, I think our public schools have always been a gateway to economic development and inclusion in our society. So, you know, I know there's been some brouhaha lately, and I know there's questions going on in the public school system, but I want to send, at the opening of our season, a strong shout out of support to our teachers who do the daily job of educating our students. And I want to send a strong thank you to those dedicate their lives to the education of our population. I can't think of a more noble and just cause than lifting all of us and all of our society. So it's a special thank you to the teachers at the start of the school year.
All right, State Representative Stephen Meskers, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem. Take care, Tony.